Michelle, what's going on?
It's just another day in paradise.
Everyone's paradise looks different.
Yes, everybody's
different. Tell me about yours. What's going on?
I leave to go on the road, an 8-week tour. So every weekend I'll be in a different state doing a different show for a different crowd.
8-week tour.
It's just Friday through Monday. So like every Friday, and then I'll fly out for the next 8 weeks. So today I leave for Texas.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
What part?
I land in Lubbock.
Okay.
And tomorrow's show is in Tahuka.
Tahuka?
I say these names totally wrong every time we go somewhere. But then Sunday is Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
Which it sounds like they're going to have good gravy. That's what it sounds like.
Abilene.
And then next week is Orlando, which is just, you know, Orlando.
You going to head over to Disney, ride some rides?
No, I don't do the Disney ride thing. I don't. That's just... Outgrew that.
So, this is like a non-agenda podcast day. I guess we're just...
So, here's the idea. We've never... introduced, like, this is Will Shepherd and this is Michelle Miller McNair,
yeah.
But and we've like started talking about content with real estate,
yeah.
But we've never like got to know us, so this is like the next 19 minutes of who we are and
who
what we think
are,
but not like a 20 questions weirdo kind of thing. So because we are different in the real estate world. I think we're different than most real estate agents. What would you say makes us different?
I hope I'm different than most real estate agents, because what I've seen lately out there, I don't want to be anything like what I've been working with, I would say.
No joke, I totally bought like 3 blazers when I got my license, because I thought that's what real estate agents did. They wore blazers.
Shoulder pads.
I got it all, man. And then I was afraid to be like silly or goofy, because I was afraid that that was not take me seriously as an agent.
Be bland, watered down.
A little bit was. And now I'm like, okay, I built the business. I have a good client base, lead base, and I'm legit me. Like... it's just going to be whatever weird stuff happens. So we had talked about like grabbing random headlines and pulling it. But I want to talk about what you talked about earlier. You brought it up, the iPhone thing.
So what are they just released the iPhone 15 and now they're recalling iPhone 12?
Yeah. Well, recalled iPhone 12 for what exact reason?
With the radiation?
Is it radiation?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I heard. But, you know, that's never know what that's actually... if that's a real thing or... I think it's just a way to get everybody who had an iPhone 12 to hurry up and get the 15. Now, are you an iPhone guy? So you have an iPhone.
I was originally Android, switched to iPhone, and I like to think that I'm intelligent enough to use both operating systems. I'm not like, oh, if you have a green bubble, you're dead to me.
It does make for weird group text when there's that one green bubble. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, I get it, but they both make calls. Both have really good picture resolution.
I don't know. Radiation levels. France halts iPhone 12 sales.
Yeah, let's do what the French
radiation.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's follow.
France threatens total recall of iPhone 12. I don't know. I like an iPhone just because it connects to all my stuff. It does. And I've had
people.
I love it. I love that it connects to my Mac, and my Mac connects to my, you know, iPad. And
so if someone gave you a Surface Pro and an Android phone, you couldn't survive?
I can survive. It's just annoying. Do you use a Mac?
I have a Mac computer, but my desktop at home is Windows PC. So
it feels so foreign when I try to use a different one. Like, when I try to use anything other than Mac, I'm like, I don't know. There's no command button. I like my command button.
Command, control.
It's not the same. They do different things. It's not the same.
Different name.
So
like Robert and Bob. They're still the same person. It's just a different name.
No, Robert's way more mature.
Yeah, God. I don't think so.
Now, we have people in our office who are, like, totally against Mac. Like, they are Apple at all.
Yeah, I know.
But I love my Apple. I ain't gonna lie. And I have no sponsor, but if you want to sponsor me, I totally will. Go for that. Sponsor Apple, because we've got, you know, thousands of followers.
Live from Ovens Auditorium today.
Basically a basement.
Yeah.
But it's either way. We're good with that. So, all right. So what do you do in your downtime?
play with my dog, take him for walks.
That's
cook. I like to cook, man.
Honestly. I'm glad you said something else, because that was an 11-year-old answer right there.
No, it wasn't. My dog is a wonderful personality.
My dog ate all my vitamins yesterday.
Why are y'all taking the same vitamins?
We don't. So I set out all of my vitamins for my weekend trip. Like 3 days of vitamins. And I take a lot of vitamins and supplements. And it was like on a plate, like back off the counter. When I came back from taking the kids to school, the dog had ate all of them except for like 2 fish oil tablets.
Yeah, I'm not eating those fish oil tablets either. I don't blame him.
But he ate 4 of them. There were still 2 left. And then he had like B12 and vitamin D and...
Canceled the next vet appointment.
I have a mutt. I'm telling you, if you get a mutt, they are the hardiest dogs ever. You have a designer dog.
We do.
You do. You got one of those.
He's a solid C+ offensive lineman. He'll love you to death. He'll try real hard, but.
You jumped on the doodle train. You did. Yeah. What made you get a doodle?
My wife. We're being honest. My wife.
Was there a reason that she wanted a doodle?
Well, there's the golden retriever, but mm-hmm. then you got to deal with the tumbleweeds of hair. German Shepherd, again, a lot of hair cleaning, but...
Did you want a German Shepherd?
Man, I wanted like a Malinois. I wanted the dog from The Sandlot. I wanted...
Like a Mastiff.
I wanted my fence to shake, and like I didn't want people near my yard. That's what I wanted.
Like a giant English Mastiff or
just
something like that.
Something. Just
those mean, drool,
just
though.
Just a meat missile just with teeth and anger issues.
That doesn't make sense. You wanted to be the old guy with the mean dog?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to be the young guy with the mean dog?
Yes.
So now you're this...
I'll be the youngest Clint Eastwood.
Now you're just the guy with the dancing doodle walking down the street.
And we're the most friendly pairing you've ever seen walking
you
down
are.
The street.
You might be almost the human equivalent of a doodle.
Yeah, that's probably good.
But it's okay, because I'm the human equivalent of a mutt, so we're good.
Well, the way you guys eat vitamins, apparently.
I'm just trying to outdo what the parents did before. I'm just saying. That's what... I mean, me and my dog have a lot in common. Like, we both don't know who our dads are, so it works out.
Sweet.
Yeah, so... He was just a mutt. He's supposed to be a Beagle Pomeranian mix. See, the fact that every time I tell somebody that, their eyes, like, rotate and look up, like, they're trying to visualize that.
I know what a beagle looks like. I'm trying to think of Pomeranian.
Oh, it's a little frou-frou dog.
Oh, God.
But he's not frou-frou at all. He's super trained.
Sweet.
So, yeah. So, that's what you do. And you cook. What do you cook?
A lot of grilling. And then I've recently found some, I made a peach turnover the other day. But it's like it wasn't like a turnover of like.
Will, I am the girl on the show.
But it was good, man. We went and got some fresh peaches, cut them up, put them in the cast iron. It's all a thing. Turned out awesome.
You cast ironed it.
I'm heavy on the cast iron game right now.
Are you? Have you gotten to the smoker game?
No, because I'll be 300 pounds the next day.
No, the meat, no. Yeah. We smoked a turkey. That's super lean. That's so good. Steak bites. We are all about the steak bites and stuff right now.
I just saw something the other day. It's a Texas Twinkie.
That will kill you.
Worth it. It looked amazing.
So tell me what you found as a Texas Twinkie.
It's a brisket stuffed mm-hmm. jalapeno
mm-hmm.
or jalapeno wrapped in smoked bacon.
Yeah.
A little bit of barbecue sauce on top.
Yeah.
I'm there for it.
It'll kill you.
And again, it might be worth it.
There are some things that I'm like, this is worth eating. Because I am trying to eat super healthy because I don't die. And I've shared this today on my Facebook. I'm so trying to eat healthy. And the same ad that keeps coming up right now is the steak, egg, and cheese hash brown casserole from Crackle Barrel.
Seconds, please. Give me all of
it. It sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just doesn't help that that's what I can think about all day long is a cheesy, potato-y.
Oh, man. The biggest hit that I've made recently with the family is a Sonoran dog.
A what?
Sonoran dog.
Sonoran dog?
Sonoran.
What is a Sonoran dog?
If you eat enough of them, you'll start Sonoran.
Apparently.
Now, Sonoran is, I believe, a part of... Mexico, but it's big in the Southwest of the United States.
What?
It's a bacon wrap hot dog on a bun with tomato, diced tomato, onions, pinto beans, and this jalapeno salsa. That
on a bun?
On a hot dog bun. It's so good.
Wait, are you from the South?
I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I'm just making sure.
But I don't have an accent, so it throws a lot.
It does. So tell me, being Southern, how do you eat a hot dog? Oh, come on. Everybody, like, what you put on your hot dog tells how Southern you are.
Oh, I'm ketchup, mustard. Just keep it moving.
Just ketchup and mustard. You don't do simple. All the way?
I'm a simple man.
You don't do slaw?
I don't. If it's there, great. I don't have to have it.
Do you eat slaw at all?
Sometimes. With a barbecue plate.
Okay. What about chili?
Yeah.
Yeah, man,
there's a picture of it.
Oh, this is a picture of your
peach turnover.
Peach turnover.
There's the cake on top, and you flip it over.
Oh, very good. Congratulations.
We did a homemade pizza baked in the cast iron. Look at that. It's like mini.
What's funny is like I can tell so you good. Don't have kids based on what you cook.
I am the kid.
Well, that's fun. But your kid, like, one pizza in the cast iron is, like, good for y'all.
I know.
I would need 3 cast iron pizzas.
Man, I made that cake.
You should share this. This should be on your social media. Cooking with Will.
Cooking with Will.
Will cooking.
And bacon.
Goodwill cooking.
Goodwill cooking. Let's go.
Yes. That should be your new hashtag. Goodwill cooking.
Man, where's the Sonoran dog?
Did you say corn dog?
Sonoran dog.
Sonoran dog.
Trying to find a picture of that for you.
So at our house, we do which is a big thing, is steak Alfredo, Cajun steak Alfredo.
Yeah. Talk to me.
So we do strip steak, just seasoned and grilled or however we cook it. And then we make homemade Alfredo. And then we put Cajun seasoning in it.
Stop it.
Over fettuccine noodles.
Bring it to the office.
It is delightful. I have a 17-year-old son who will eat a whole thing himself.
Double the recipe.
That's double the budget. Sell some more houses for feeding an office.
Make it when he's at school.
It's like he sniffs it out. Pasta is a big thing. Do y'all do pasta?
Miss Williams, can I go to the bathroom real quick? My mom ask for the all pass.
Do y'all eat pasta? Because I know y'all eat healthy too. Are y'all like a group gluten free? No, you're not.
We get the healthy, bougie, imported, good for you flour from Italy and France that doesn't mess with your whole. I'm very surface level knowledge. My wife could go.
So your wife is super healthy.
Oh yeah.
So you follow what the wife says?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's good.
No, but I've learned as I've gotten older, there's certain things that people really want to get into it.
This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Seed oils are actually terrible for you. You say, oh my gosh, but if you wanted to take a deep dive down a rabbit hole,
I don't want the rabbit eating hole. I don't. I'm just saying. Seed oils are bad for us.
Brain fog. You want to feel better.
What are seed oils?
Like canola oils, sunflower, flaxseed oil, all that.
Oh, that's like in stuff.
Cooking oil, like canola.
I don't use that. I like to use the virgin oils.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I like my oils to be virgin.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one.
I actually ended up buying one that was light. Virgin oil,
mm-hmm.
Extra virgin oil. I don't know what made it light other than it was a lighter color and it was less calories.
I don't know what makes it extra virgin.
It's Mormon.
We got that Mormon seed oil.
We love the Mormons.
Well, I helped a Mormon family buy a log cabin here in Western North Carolina, and they even called themselves bad Mormons, so I didn't know there were good Mormons and bad Mormons. But
I guess you could be, I mean, every...
Is that just means...
I've heard people say I'm a good Catholic, not me, but they're good Catholic, bad Catholics.
Yeah, okay.
Or good Christian, bad Christian.
True.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
I don't do, like, the labeling of things.
Either.
I'm not good at that. I mean, I like Jesus and stuff, but I don't, like, fit into a box of, like... I'm a Baptist. I don't do that. You can't make faces on a podcast. It doesn't translate well. nobody knows what your face is trying to say but me. That would be the facial interpreter.
Keep it that way.
You guys do, like, watch shows? Because you said you cook and you do the dog thing.
Outside of catching a competitive sporting event on TV, we'll try to find something mindless on Netflix or Prime Video or whatever streaming platform's got the latest craze show everyone's talking about.
What sports are you into?
Basketball, football. I don't watch baseball until the World Series. Because one of 182 games doesn't really get me excited. You're like playing your 70th game in the middle of June.
So if, like, right now, are you doing the NFL and college football?
Mainly college.
So you don't care that Taylor Swift is dating someone in the NFL?
Taylor who?
You're not a Swiftie.
Taylor who? I never heard of her. What's the deal there?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just know that Taylor Swift is dating. This is what I know from TikTok. That's where I get all my news.
The reliable news source.
Yeah. She's dating one of the two sons. He's on the Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go.
The mom has two sons in the NFL right now. I can't say his last name.
Kelsey. Travis Kelsey. He's the tight end.
Is it Kelsey? I was going to say something weird like Kelk or something weird. It's not that. Yeah, they're dating. But the memes are the funniest part of this whole thing. It's like Taylor Swift has played more NFL stadiums than any NFL player of all time.
True.
But that's like saying the janitor has too, so.
Yeah. I'm just, dating her has got to be, you're going in and just knowing that if you mess up, the world's going to know that you provided someone with 24 hit singles on the next album.
I don't know, I'd be mad at it. Like, even if you with her, I don't think it's a matter of messing up or not. If they don't work out, there's going to be singles, and then there's going to be hits and all this stuff. So whether you are amazing to her or not, you're going to be her next album.
As long as he knows going in, I guess.
I don't know that I'd be mad about it. Did you see that his merchandise sales went up 400% after they started dating?
Good for him. Mark right? up those jerseys, Travis.
So I don't know that I'd be mad about it.
Mark those jerseys up, bud. Get yours.
And then I saw today that some ex-girlfriend of his came forward that he's a cheater.
Convenient timing on that story. Let's question the timeline there, ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. So that's sports. And then do you like comedies? Like, when you guys watch shows?
I'll watch some stand-up specials. I'll watch action comedies. I watch every now and then. Like a documentary investigative series. Yeah, just whatever. Whatever seems interesting at the time.
It depends on my mood.
Thing. It's not like I'm comedy all day, every day, 100%, nothing else. Like,
I like documentaries. I like those, but I don't like when it gets too dark. Because I don't do dark very well. Mm-hmm. I'm just not that kind of person.
It'll take you to a weird headspace.
Well, here's the thing I know about myself is I operate in empathy. Mm-hmm. Like, empathy is like how I do everything. And so if I've had a heavy empathy day of emotions with whatever, at the end of the day, I need comedy. Or like mindless, stupid shows. Mm-hmm. I love mindless, stupid shows. Like, it used to be back in the day, The Office was the big one.
Yeah.
But either you love The Office or you hate The Office. There's not a in-between.
I love The Office up to, like, season 4 or 5.
And it started getting weird. Or boring.
I think that was its peak, was season 4, season 5.
Yeah. All right, so we are wrapping up. We are almost at 20 minutes. Is there any... What do people need to know about Will Shepard?
Nothing.
Nothing to know about you. Yeah. So you love your dog, your bougie dog, designer dog. You love to cook. Actually, very bougie food. You should seriously share this stuff on social media.
All right.
Goodwill cooking.
Please. We'll make a page.
It'd be hilarious. I would love it.
I wonder if there's already one. Maybe it's taken. Let's check that out.
I don't know. But that should be your thing. And then...
Every now and then, my wife and I will head up to the mountains for a getaway. We'll go visit Boone. Some mountain air in our lungs, do some hiking.
Now, did you...
To get away. reset, recharge.
Beach or mountain?
I'm mountain all day.
Us too.
And here's why. Mountain, you put on some shoes, clothes, and you go out into the world, go hiking or whatever, come back. Beach, you gotta pack the cooler, lug that out there, the chairs, the sunscreen, the umbrella, the whatever, and then you sit down, and then you come out, and then you gotta...
Yeah.
I'm just... Too much, man.
Yeah, we're not big, huge beach people either. Like, we go because people, our family love it, but we're not.
I think you go just to throw people off the trail that you're like... Because if you didn't like the beach, everyone's like, that person's a psycho. I'd never seen pictures of them enjoying the beach. So you go and take a few pictures and play the part, but I'm mountains all day.
No, I literally will tell people, like, while I'm there, I hate this. This is the dumbest thing ever.
Absolutely dumb.
Like, it's... ridiculous. And then it gets worse when you have kids, because then you have to watch the kids complain about how much they will, like, jump in the water, love the water, and then complain about the water. And you're like, well, get out of the water.
Before that, you get the infant stages where they're in diapers and they can't move anywhere. And no. They're like, your baby's overheating. You're a bad mom. You got to take them inside and cool off. Or they're eating sand, like my sister did when we were younger. She was just taking handfuls of sand down her face and then throwing up. And it's just like, now we got to clean that up. And it's just like one thing. No. So...
The little babies, we call those bobbleheads.
Okay. So the bobblehead stage, with that. We were went down to Ocean Isle about a month ago, and the people that were next to us on the beach, they had a little infant, had a blowout in the ocean. So I was like, awesome, great.
Mm-mm. So now the kids, they're teens, it's better. Like, the girls love it. Girls can handle all the stuff, carry your own junk. Like, I am that. You are your own pack mule.
Amen.
You want 17 waters? Bring your own.
Bring your own.
The boy, though, is so fair-skinned that his eyelids will burn. Like, it's bad. So he hates the sun. Like, hates it. I completely get it. He's a ginger.
Yeah.
So if he goes out, he sits completely under the shade and, like, just looks at it. It's like, that's the beach. And so, we don't care.
Awesome. I could have seen this on... Google at the house, mom, why'd you bring me here?
Oh yeah, so we don't make him do that at all. I never, even if we do family vacations, I never force him out there. Like, if it's a good day with it's breezy and a good canopy, he'll come out and hang with us and have a picnic or whatever, but I don't force him. Mountains, we're good at. We do the mountains.
All day.
All right, well, we did it. This is our episode on absolutely nothing but getting to know who we are.
Hopefully, if you caught this in the car, it was a nice distraction from your stressful work day, or... sitting in the carpool line, dropping the kids off at school. Just a little mental getaway.
Yeah. So you're on social media, right?
Sometimes.
Do you know your tag? What are they called?
Hashtag?
No, it's your, what's it? I know mine's all Michelle Comic or Michelle M Comic. That's easy.
Yeah.
Or that funny realtor.
I'm not as advanced with the comedy page or lifestyle page like you.
So. Okay, so just search for Will Shepherd with two PPs.
Yeah. Medical marvel there. Goodwill.
I'm trying to give you, like, a call out, shout out to your social media, and you're killing it. We're way over time now.
I'm checking Goodwill Baking. Oh, man. I think that's already a page. Don't follow... Goodwill Baking. We'll find him. We'll make another page. He's in Ontario, and it's just unpatriotic to follow a Canadian. So,
all right. So next episode, you're going to have your information where people can actually come follow you.
Sure.
All right. Well, we're playing it out.